USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North Carolina Republican Party Central Committee voted unanimously on Monday to censure Senator Richard Burr over his impeachment vote. The committee announced the censure in a statement that argued Burr's vote to convict went outside the authority of the Constitution. President Trump was acquitted of impeachment for a second time on Saturday. A catastrophic explosion and fire at an Afghanistan customs depot has destroyed hundreds of fuel tankers and caused traders tens of millions in losses on Sunday. NASA satellites could reportedly see the blast from space, and the fire was so intense, officials called neighboring Iran for help. The blast on the Iranian border in western Afghanistan destroyed as much as $50 million worth of vehicles and goods. The cause is still under investigation. Basketball great Michael Jordan on Monday pledged $10 million to help build two medical clinics for uninsured and underinsured communities in his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.